What's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Walton, joined by Sergeant Walton. Clint, how are you?
I'm good.
It is such a chilly morning here.
I know. We go from like 80 degrees to frozen outside.
We're getting ready to celebrate my brother's wedding on 420. Go figure. Hopefully the weather will be a little bit warmer for him at least. Totally not what we're talking about today. I thought that we could talk a little bit about toxic police wives. There is a female who has her entire social media presence built around the fact that she is a police wife. And to be honest with you, the reason that I allow her to still come up on my feed is to be able to provide content like this, and not in a poking fun sort of way. I feel like a lot of people don't realize that when you're educated in a lot of psychotherapy modalities, it's very easy to see some things that are written underneath the things that you're posting. And something that she recently posted was, "Raised two babies while working full-time without any help while my officer worked night shift, mandatory overtime, and SWAT."
You know, it's one of those things. It's and Ashley and I have talked about this multiple times. It's that look at me, look at me, look at me, and now I'm a victim. And that's how I see that post in my mind of how people portray themselves, because they're identifying so much on just having to have a relationship with a first responder, and that's who they identify as.
Yeah, that's a great point. And another thing that I saw here is, wow, I see some underlining marital issues here. I can't imagine identifying to the world that I believed that I was doing it all on my own while you were out there doing your own thing. I can't imagine disgracing my husband in that way. And perhaps she doesn't even realize that that is the underlining truth when you're creating a post like this. I get what she was trying to say. It's hard. It's hard when you're doing so much on your own. However, you are not doing it on your own, I don't think, when your husband is providing for your family.
Yeah, it's one of those mindsets, is like you said, it's there's some type of underlying issue there. And more likely than not, there was probably just an argument that had preceded that post. And that's why people do that. And this isn't out of the ordinary, unfortunately. You see this as a common trend across the board with a lot of police wives. Not all, but a lot of them. And the problem associated to that is, you know, it's look at me, look at me, look at me, poor me. Everyone flood me with support compared to let's actually figure out how we can fix this problem.
Yeah, and maybe too, it's not poor me. Maybe the case is that she needs some validation. And the way that she's getting that validation is by, you know, defaming her husband, and unintentionally, perhaps, maybe not, I'm not sure. I don't know this female personally. And so I think too that it's important to recognize a lack of confidence or a lack of, I think lack of confidence is the way to go with this. Lack of confidence from the female who posted this, because for me, I believe myself to be quite a confident person. I had no other choice. My father raised me that way. I have five brothers. I'm the only girl. It needed to be that way for me. And lack of confidence from the spouse, because I don't know a husband who would want their wives to be talking about them in a poor light in that way.
Yeah, it's like you said, and you nailed it right when you said it's a looking for that validation. If you're having an issue, are you going to go to an outside source that has no involvement with anything or education on in being a police wife or anything like that? Or are you going to go to a group of people who internally feel those same feelings or emotions at the same time? Because so if you look at 75% of the people who would respond to her would be in support of and trying to validate that opinion or conclusion, where if 25% came back and said, no, I think you're looking at this all wrong. What do you think is going to happen with those comments is she'll just push them to the side, or it's going to turn into a bigger argument.
Yeah, I've seen her before. And the type of thing that she would respond with is poking fun at the individual who didn't agree with her narrative, which that again too leads me to believe that there are some things that need to be worked on here. So let's break this down a little bit, because if you are in that situation, and you don't necessarily have to be the police wife or the first responder wife who feels this way, because that gentleman on the other side of her marriage, he could very well feel the same exact way, right? I'm out here working overtime, taking on details like SWAT, like doing all of these things, working night shift. I'm doing it all on my own. He could very much feel that same exact way. And so when we break it down and we look at the entire picture, then we're able to kind of dissect this a little bit, because we're just presuming that that would be the case. And if you presented it in this way, right, you sat these two down and you said, this is my interpretation of what this post was. How do you feel about it? I can almost guarantee you that they both are going to be feeling exactly the same way. And both could be true, right? Both could be true in the sense that, Clint, you and I, we both live incredibly independent lives from one another. And it is not until we have time together to be able to connect and reconnect that we have a marital unit, right? You are oftentimes out there outside of our kingdom, protecting our kingdom. And I am here inside of our kingdom because I work from home, protecting our kingdom from within.
Yeah, and that's a perfect explanation of it. It's one of those things, like, as we're talking about this and I have things coming to light or coming into my own head of, like, there's so many different circumstances coinciding with how anyone and everyone could feel about this. And whether you agree or disagree with us on it, this is one of those things is no one knows what's going on outside of that inner circle for anybody else but those people involved in it. And I look at it as, well, that officer could be going out and working and being part of all the SWAT team and accumulating overtime and working so much all the time. And the wife could be at home raising the kids, working full time, but then also their bills are astronomically high and they have to do that. So it's one of those things, it's give and take, and it's having that understanding of what truly goes on.
And let's pull another element into the possibility of what truly goes on, because there is also the possibility that an individual who is taking on so much excess at work is doing it on purpose.
Oh yeah, absolutely. To get out of that environment.
And I've seen that time and time again, where you rely on your job as a crutch and sort of an outlet to be able to not have whatever is going on at home. So, you know, it's an important topic to talk about, and I don't think that a lot of people do.
No, it's something that we should start that conversation more on a regular basis, because if you as an individual aren't happy going home, and you're staying at work all the time because of that, how can you change that so you're not so invested into your job? And as I emphasize, job is to where you can go home to your family and be there fully present with them, your kids, your wife, your animals, like whatever it may be. It's, you need to find that balance, because it's important to have that. And in the bigger picture, it's, if we're always going to those outside sources, you're never going to truly have that own internal happiness unless you find that balance with it.
And also, if you are one of the individuals in a relationship where the both of you are working full time, and yet you are the one who's identifying as feeling like you are doing everything all alone, that, in my opinion, is fantastic, because it's information for a conversation that should be had. And, you know, Clint, you and I don't think we have ever been more separate as we have been in the past couple of, probably 3 years or so, because of the detail that you have been working. And now that you've gotten promoted and, you know, the demands for things are a little bit different. I went from doing everything now to having your help, not because you're out there working overtime and taking on, not because of that. It's because I'm here at home working from home and there are things that have to get done, right? You have to have clean uniforms or clothes to wear to work. We have to have food to eat. We have to have a clean home. We have to have our horse taken care of. Like, there are things that have to be done. So if time restraints result in there being a variation of when you're available versus when I'm available, that's the type of thing that you do when you're married. That's a joint partnership. And if you're not feeling like you're in a joint partnership, then I believe that that really warrants a conversation. And I know there are times where we could all feel that way. But what my whole point to this episode is that I don't feel like it's a healthy thing to post this type of content online. I don't feel like it's ever a good idea to post something that sheds light on your spouse in a negative way, because all that is doing is showcasing the fact that there's some work that needs to be done at home. I hope you've gotten some value out of today's episode. If you have, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below, and as always, know that I'm sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.